Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. We were on the line before with Charmin. That was a pretty good call, but then the end of the segment came. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute, I gotta get the door. Hold on. Well, hello! Look who's here. Have a seat. Put on your headphones. Joining us now is Aparna from the shipping team.
Yay! It's an eBay Radio pop-in. Hello.
Thank you for popping in.
I'm so happy to be here. We've had such tremendous week. You have such great news, and I couldn't wait to share it with everyone.
And I'm so glad you do. So tell us, what news do you have?
Well, the eBay branded shipping supply store is live, and we're already seeing some early orders coming in, so it's very exciting.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know. Everybody's really, really excited. I mean, we it was about time. I think it's what our sellers wanted, yeah. what our broader community wanted, what we've been wanting to do for a while now, so we're all really happy that it's here.
Well, this is excellent news. The store is open. I think it's opened early, right? I thought I heard it wasn't going to open right away. That's great news. Yep. So where do I go to find the stuff?
Well, you go to stores.ebay.com/eBay Shipping Supplies.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm doing it. eBay Shipping Supplies. Okay. All right. Oh, there they are. Oh, beautiful. Yep. Yeah, there they are.
So do pay us a visit. Tell us what you think. Give us feedback. We want to be providing you with the best experience you can possibly have. So be very open with feedback.
So I can hear from you. So I can get 100 eBay branded poly jacket envelopes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For $20.44.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. 100.
Again, that's stores.ebay.com/
eBay Shipping Supplies.
eBay Shipping Supplies. And there they are. Yeah, I've seen some of the boxes. You brought a sampling over. They are so cool. And there's one that's going to be perfect for shoes.
Okay, which one? Which one, Griff?
Well, I think if you're looking at the pictures, it's the one on the far right. And I think it's the one that's 8x6x4. So for a lot of my shoes, that'll be fine. And then there's one.
So I could get 25 of them for $15. That's a good deal.
Yeah, well, I think so.
Okay.
And then free shipping.
And free shipping on the boxes, yeah.
On all of them.
Oh, that's cool. I'm looking at, because I did the math, these, let me see if I can find the right size, 14.5 by 18.5 inches, the poly envelopes. Those, if I wait for my coupon, I'm going to save a substantial amount of money from what I was paying for another place I was getting them from that were of equal quality but don't have the brand on them. So that's going to be, I'm going to stock up on those. In fact, I'm not going to wait for the coupon. I'm actually going to buy one batch so I have them for this month.
So tell us about the coupon.
Yeah, tell us about the coupon.
So the stores team and the shipping team got together and said, well, wouldn't it be great if one of the benefits to the store could be that our sellers can use a coupon to buy shipping supplies from the eBay Shipping Supply store. And so that's what we did, which is what was announced on seller release, which happened on Tuesday. So there are three types of stores, and each store has a coupon that they will get that they need to use within that quarter. So it's a $25 coupon, a $50 coupon, and a $75 coupon, depending on what kind of store you have. So just remember, though, you have to spend that coupon in one go. So be sure to max it out, and you have to spend it within that quarter. So we want you to try our supplies, and we wanted you to kind of, you know, be especially as a store owner, kind of give your buyers the best shipping experience they can get. So that's why we did it.
So I have a basic store. So I'm going to get $25.
That's right.
And that's going to buy me 100 of the envelopes I need. So when will I get that?
I think it goes into effect in the first week of May. I'm not sure if it's 4th or the 5th of May, but it's one of those dates.
Okay. And that's going to come to us through our eBay?
I believe so. Okay. I believe so. Okay. I believe so.
All right. We'll be looking for that. Well, this is very exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting for us as well.
So, I see this shoebox, Griff. 8x6x4.
Yeah, that's perfect.
See, that's perfect for my shoes.
Yeah, and for most of my shoes, but for anything that's bigger, there's a bigger box. Because I can, like I was talking about at the early top of the show, I can arrange them diagonally and they ship fine and safely.
So I'm going to buy these shoe boxes right now because I just listed two shoes.
And
I'm listing more, so this is good.
Great.
FedEx Ground or FedEx Home Delivery, free, $15.54. I'm on. I'm in. Confirm and pay.
I'm great. You love it.
I just did it. They're on their way.
Perfect.
Going to send me a confirmation and everything. Okay, so I'm cool. I got the shoe boxes, Griff. I'm ready.
And so we have 10 sizes in boxes. We have 7 sizes in envelopes. So I think we're pretty covered. I mean, and that's not to say that's where we'll stop, but I think you'll find most of what you were looking for.
Okay.
Makes sense. So I'm looking forward to this, and I know, when does the coupon drop? Do you know?
In May.
In May, right. Okay.
That's the first week of May.
All right. So I'm sorry if I missed that.
Yes.
Do you think that you might expand the inventory of available branded items in the future after we see how wildly successful this is going to be?
I mean, you know, that's what, I mean, we would like to do. But this was, we haven't done this before, well, in other formats, but not like this. And what we want to do is put it out in the market, and we really want to see what sellers have to say. And from here on, anything we add to the store or anything we add to the experience of the store is going to be based on the feedback we get from our community.
I just thought of something.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be controversial and I probably shouldn't ask it, but I'm going to.
All right.
It may put you on the spot and
that's
I may get fired.
That's okay.
But okay?
We'll get fired together.
How is the coupon going to be delivered? Is it a digital coupon?
It is a digital coupon.
Can I give it to someone else?
I'm not sure. That's a question for the stores team. I don't think so, but we'll have to check.
Because if that's possible, then there could be a market for those coupons. I could resell them.
Yikes. We probably don't want to do that.
I love this.
So you've heard it first on eBay Radio. I made a Parna code. Yikes. You have to always be thinking,
yep.
Because you have to think like a seller who's entrepreneurial and enterprising and uh-huh. says, maybe I don't want the coupon this week, so I think this quarter, so I think I'll sell it on eBay or give it to a friend.
I would have to, I need to circle back and check
on that. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
That's all right.
It's an open show here.
I know.
I'm really happy about this. I got to tell you, and I've had a little bit of discussion on one of my Facebook pages about this, and pretty much the reaction's been pretty positive. There's been a few negative responses, people saying, why the hell would I want to, when I want to promote eBay? I want to promote my own brand. I don't want to promote eBay. I don't understand that, but that's fine. I mean, I know that every time I see a box that's branded with you-know-who, mm-hmm. a little piece of me dies.
Yep.
And I think a lot of us who work here feel that way.
Yep, and I think a lot of us sellers feel that way. So when we talked to sellers before we did this, and we said, does this make sense? And they said, yes, absolutely. Why aren't you people doing it? Because this is it helps us raise brand awareness. And imagine our buyers, you know, they see a brown box with a white eBay logo on it, and they're going to say, hey, you know, that's my eBay item that I just bought. And we want them to associate with the brand. We want to build that brand recognition. We want to build that brand association. And it's what's good for the greater eBay community. Raising brand awareness means more traffic. And, what we did 20 years ago is very different from the kind of inventory we have now.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And that's what we're trying to tell them. You know, we're very cool, we're very modern, and we have everything you ever need.
So one of the things visually that I love about this, mm-hmm. I'll tell you that up until now, I use primarily for boxes, USPS priority boxes, the free ones. And for some shipments where their flat rate is going to be the best option, I'm still going to have to use that occasionally. I don't use it that much now. But I have, and I've mentioned this on the air, I went to a company online I found and had little branded stickers made with my logo on them. And they're terrific. They really are very good. But when I put that logo sticker on a USPS priority box, because there's so much USPS branding, even if it's one of our co-boxes with the logo, mm-hmm. my sticker gets lost. It's a white box. My sticker's white. There's a label. There's all that writing on the outside, you know, in blue and red. And it gets lost. I put the sticker up against the brown, and it screams out. So if you want to brand the, if you want to get the eBay boxes and brand them yourselves, you can do so very easily by just checking out companies online that'll make inexpensive, affordable color stickers of your logo, and even with text, and just slap them on the box, and the buyer's going to say, "Oh, look, I bought this from Griffville on eBay." That's exactly where I bought it.
Well, I'm glad it's working out for you. I mean, and the reason we kept the graphics so simple was a couple of reasons. We want to be very environmentally conscious. We don't want to use too much paint. We want it to pop, but we also know sellers need to put a label, address label there. So we wanted to keep it very uncluttered.
I love it. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You know I adore you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I think you did such a great job.
Thank you so much.
So thanks for popping in.
Thank you, Griff.
Aparna from the shipping team. This segment was brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. Coming up, our last segment of this week's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Ready to list that porcelain vase but don't recognize its mark? Bummer. Knowing who made your item helps to tell what it's worth. WorthPoint's directory of makers, Marks, and its digital library have your back. You may know Marks and Library as a separate site, but now they're integrated directly into WorthPoint, so they're easier to use than ever. Go to WorthPoint.com, input a few keywords like gold, anchor, then let WorthPoint's Marks and Library do the rest. It's the Internet's largest searchable database of marks and artworks, silver, ceramics, glass, jewelry, militaria, dolls, toys, and more. Plus, you can access more than 1,000 reference books in the digital library to learn more about your item. Once you know what it is, WorthPoint can tell you how much it's sold for. That's WorthPoint, now with Marks and Library. That vase is by Chelsea. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 369.
Buyers love bargains and sellers love sales, so best offers can be a win-win for both parties. Brian Goodman is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mr. Bigfoot, and he's the author of Everything is Negotiable. He recommends sellers use best offer whenever possible. Why?
You know, sometimes you have a similar item to somebody else, and they have best offer, and you don't. They may just go and buy it for just a few dollars less. You never know. And it doesn't cost you anything. All it does is gives you the opportunity to have some more sales when you wouldn't normally have them.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee
And today's final segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That was fun. I love her.
It was. She's very excited.
She's exciting. And you know what? When on the break, I said, you did great. She said, I like this. I like having a captive audience. At which point a light bulb went off in my head and I said, possible temporary sit-in, fill-in co-host.
Yes.
Then I asked her and her eyes lit up. And you know how hard it is for me to find anyone at eBay who is willing to be a fill-in host. So this could be great.
It could be.
Could be. Not that I'm going anywhere. I'll be gone in August for my Sabbat. I was going to take it this month, but then, well, our team leader, Sarah Brubacher, is having a baby.
Yes.
So she's out on maternity leave, and we miss her terribly. But my boss, the woman who took over for Jeff, is terrific. And she, I love working with Karen. You would love Karen. We'll have to introduce you.
You're talking about Karen Crocker?
Yes, Karen Crocker.
I'm having a meeting with her next week.
Oh, she's the best. Yes. But the problem is that with Sarah out, I felt like, God, if I go out, then that's two kind of long-term employees that are not going to be available for assistance. And I thought, I just should hold off. So I'm going to hold off till August.
We have coverage. Yes.
Yeah. And it'll be after the event in Las Vegas. I can take some time and relax, play with the dogs, do some stuff around the house.
So in case you didn't get the story about the event, here's what's going on.
Update us, Lee.
The eBay Radio Party and Conference this year is going to be part of a bigger event that eBay is having. The 26th through the 29th of July in Las Vegas, and we will be able to tell you more soon. We'll be able to tell you the hotel. We'll be able to tell you the registration, all kinds of things soon. And I know that I've been getting so much email from you saying, you usually announce this in late January, early February, what's going on? It's because this year we're going to be part of their event. eBay's event. And I want you all, and people are writing me saying, oh, Lee, I'm so sorry. Don't be sorry.
We're excited.
And remember that Betsy and I started having our event every year because eBay Live was no more. Just keep that in mind. And now that eBay is going to have an event in the summer in Las Vegas, the same time we usually do it, or about a month later, 3 weeks later, we all decided, eBay and us, that we would, combine our efforts. So please feel happy for our team. We're excited about it. And we'll be able to tell you more as we go along. So there will be an event. It will be July 26th through the 29th. And it's going to be stupendous. Very exciting.
Oh, that's great.
So that's what's going on. We'll be able to tell them more. Griff, you want to go over to ebayradio.com?
Dun, 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 dun,
hover over Seller Resources. Click on Seller Events.
This is my going there music. Hold on, I'm not there yet, though. I went down a rabbit hole.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'll start, okay?
You start.
So, and by the way, please, if you have an event, we encourage all of our meetup group organizers to submit their next meetup to the calendar ASAP. All you have to do is click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any archives page, then fill out the web form, and we'll add you to the calendar right away. So on April 7th, which is tonight, from 6:30 to 8:30, or what time is it in Australia, the Australian Institute of Management in Brisbane, a topic is Important Items from China. Speaker's going to be Neil Waterhouse. Ben, are you there yet, Griff?
Yes, I'm there now.
Okay, why don't you read the next one, April 11th.
Okay, so April 11th, the Westchester County eBay and e-commerce sellers meetup will be meeting on that April 11th, Monday, at 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at DeCiccio's.
It could be DeCiccio's.
I think it's DeCiccio's Family Market in Armonk, New York. And the topic will be our goals for this year. The meeting is upstairs. Attendees can pick up lunch in the deli on the first floor and bring it up.
Oh, boy, I'm there. DeCiccio's Family Market sounds like an Italian deli to me.
I'm sure it is.
Surf's Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group is going to meet Monday, April 11th at 6 p.m. It's over at 9 p.m. Felipe's Pizza Grotto in Poway, California. The topic, show and tell, plus the spring seller update. And they're asking you to RSVP on meetup.com so that food can be pre-ordered. All right, Griff, April 13th?
April 13th, and the Dallas eBabes and Emails monthly newbie class will be held at Stephanie Ng's home in Rowlett, Texas. That's on Wednesday, April 13th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The topic will be learning two new programs, Paint.net and Play with Pictures by Vertus. So Stephanie has these classes in her house.
It's
and that's
too bad every eBay new seller, newbie, can't have a Stephanie in their hometown. Go to her house and learn how to do it.
Yeah.
Stephanie is wonderful. Chicagoland area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, Wednesday, April 13th, 6 to 8 p.m., Jimmy's Char House, Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Gladys Ramos will address the topic of how to keep track of your inventory.
That's ongoing interest in that topic. And then on Wednesday, April 13th, from 7 to 9 p.m., the Las Vegas eBay e-commerce online sellers group meetup will happen at Jalisco's Cantina.
Jalisco's
Cantina in Las Vegas. The topic will be social media strategies, and the speaker will be Andrew Matthews, content manager at digital marketing agency Neon Brand. So that's it for this week.
See you Tuesday.
See you Tuesday. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. We'll be live on Tuesday, April 12th. Join us there. eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.